Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Jam-packed Friday morning edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzemski right here on the Fan. And late night action because we got NCAA tournament games cooking. And that means the UConn Huskies are back where they belong. He's ready to rock. He's in Indianapolis. His team will be taking on the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. The head coach of the Huskies, my main man, Dan Hurley. What's happening, Coach?
John, thanks for having me, man.
Coach, it's a pleasure, and this is unlike any other NCAA tournament that we've ever seen. So now that you are in Indianapolis, now that the stage is set, talk me through what these, you know, last couple of days have been for you and your program.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we left on Tuesday of last week for the Big East tournament, and you know, and we stayed in New York all the way through, you know, as per recommended by the NCAA. In terms of staying safe and trying to stay in that bubble in New York. So we're on day nine on the road here, and I'd say initially when you get here, it kind of felt like a little bit like the Mohegan Sun tournament slash even a little bit of like a high school tournament, because you got all these teams basically in three hotels using a convention center for practice. But it got more real for us today, getting over to Mackey, where we're going to play Maryland on Saturday, being able to get on the court there and just seeing all the kind of the March Madness signage. They started to get those kind of chills and that excitement going once we kind of got out of the hotel bubble.
Coach, talk me through Sunday. You knew you were going to the NCAA tournament, but I'm sure, you know, you're watching that selection show. You got guys doing it for the first time at your program at UConn. What was that overall experience like?
It's awesome. I mean, that first time, you know, especially, you know, with where this thing was at a couple of years back, you know, nowhere near, you know, getting an invitation to you know, to the CBI or the CIT. I mean, this thing was a mess. So that to be here, you know, in a year like this that was so challenging, you know, for the players and the different schools, to be able to take the big step during such a challenging year and get your name called was like you never get over. You know, that never gets old. The thrill of bracket, you know, bracket Sunday, selection Sunday. That just you know, like you grow up just loving the game and you get that rush of excitement. It was a pretty awesome moment.
Coach, last time we had a conversation, you guys were coming off that big win against Seton Hall. Then you played Georgetown, and you guys whooped Georgetown that Saturday. It was a nationally televised game, kicking off the day. If you would have told me then, Coach, that Georgetown team would rattle four straight wins and win the Big East tournament, I would have called you all sorts of crazy names. And you know I love you. And I respect you, and I think you know more basketball than I'll ever know in a lifetime. What was it with Georgetown that allowed them to, like, flip a switch? Like, you guys played this rock fight game with Creighton. Then on Saturday, they go and beat Creighton by, like, 35 points.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Georgetown should probably give us like a little piece of the net.
You know, there you go. I would agree with that. I didn't want to see you, Coach. Let's be honest. Slight. They did not want to see you.
I mean, our game with Creighton was just a war. And you know, either team was going to be compromised, you know, going into that championship game. And even Georgetown played, you know, that was their fourth game in 4 days. You know, Patrick did an unbelievable job with that team. I was torn between him and Mike Anderson, the coach of the year in the league. You know, it was like we debated it in the coach's office before we threw in the ballot. I felt like those two guys did, you know, an awesome job this year in the league. And they have, you know, in Cutis Wahab and in Pickett and in Blair off the bench, they had three guys that would start on a lot of teams in the Big East. They're just not very deep. And we were the only team to beat them, I think, in the last couple weeks of the conference season. We were able to beat them on the road, and they were able to handle them at home. But, you know, it was a little bit of, I think, that Patrick Ewing, Madison Square Garden magic. And the fact that, you know, Patrick, you know, did, you know, Patrick's a hell of a coach. And those kids, man, they dug down deep.
Coach, what was it about Creighton this year? Because you guys had a hell of a run in the Big East. You guys whooped Georgetown. You had the great win against Seton Hall. But the riddle of Creighton, once, twice, three times. Not used to seeing that from a Dan Hurley coach team. What was the big challenge about matching up with those guys?
Well, I mean, the first game we played them, we squandered it. You know, we have a 4-point lead, under a minute. And obviously a 2-point lead with, you know, under 20 seconds to go and you're at the free throw line. And usually when the other team is fouling at the end of the game, that's a signal that you just have to make free throws and not turn the ball over and you're going to win the game. And, we missed big free throws at the end of that game, where we gave that one away. The one on the road, we were a little bit disabled and multiple players not playing that game. Book Knight was out. Andre Jackson was out. They're a really good team. And then the game, the semifinal game at the Garden was just, I think, two really good teams. We're tough to beat. You know, we're a hard team to beat. They played a little bit better than we did down the stretch. Obviously, losing R.J. Cole, our point guard, the last 5 minutes where we had a lead late. And then I think I probably underestimated the impact that the full body cramping the night before with Book Knight was going to have on his like energy versus Creighton. He wasn't quite himself. But I think those are, you know, two teams playing at the Garden that night that have a chance to win in the NCAA tournament, and they played better than us down the stretch.
Got Dan Hurley, the head coach of the UConn Huskies, joins us here on the Fan. So, James Book Knight, you mentioned those cramps. How's he feeling, Coach? You ready to rock?
Yeah, you know, he's looked good. I mean, I think we've got a good plan, for him going into this game. I think he learned a lot from that experience on how to prepare himself, for this type of tournament play in terms of, you know, his sleep and his diet and all of his nutrition and kind of conserve his energy. I mean, this is a huge week in his career at the biggest stage in college basketball. I think he's got to probably trust his perimeter shot a little bit more this week. He really is an underrated shooter, better shooter than his numbers would suggest. And they're so athletic and physical and have such good size on the wing. He's going to have to make perimeter shots against Maryland if he's going to want to lead us out of that Saturday game.
Okay. You guys are watching the selection show. You see Maryland. Big Ten school, they've had some really good wins this year. What's going to make this Maryland matchup, Coach, so tough?
I mean, they're really just a tough team. You know, Mark's is an excellent coach. I think it's a huge benefit to them to have played in the Big Ten this year. So they're a battle-tested team with a lineup filled with guys that have NCAA tournament experience. I think they've played in 6 of the last 7 tournaments, or 7 of the last 8. But they play small ball. You know, we play more conventional. We play a more, bigger lineup, a traditional center and a bigger four man, and they play 5 out. So, something's got to give there. But I think we're a deeper team, and, hopefully that'll show down the stretch of the game if we could, put a lot of pressure on them and hopefully get into their legs late.
Coach, we're all doing it. You know, we're all filling out brackets. We're trying to map out the path. I know I'm doing it with my alma mater, Syracuse. I'm doing it for you guys. I'm already looking ahead. You don't even want to know where I have UConn going in my bracket. You would actually, I think, be quite impressed. But you're a head coach. I know you guys have a job to do on Saturday night. Is there a message that you try to tell you guys as far as not looking too far down the road? Like, obviously, you guys have to do some sort of scouting in that 2:15 matchup, but it's basically a game-by-game type of basis, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're all in for Saturday. You know, we're aware of, you know, Alabama, Iona, you know, in our four-team tournament here. But, you know, I've been able to have success in the first round of this tournament a couple times because of the, you know, the focus that we've put into the first game at Rhode Island, beating Creighton, in our first appearance and then taking out Oklahoma in the second year. We have an assistant coach that's, you know, prepping Iona and Alabama stuff if we get to that point. But, it'll prepare for Alabama or Rick Pitino doesn't do you any good if you're on a plane home on Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like Monday afternoon and Monday night, I want to be seeing you on a sideline. And I was going to say in a suit, but thankfully, Coach, I think the days of you wearing suits on the sideline are hopefully done from now until eternity. How do you feel about that, by the way? You more like a zip-up kind of guy, or do you want to go back to the suits?
I would probably want to go maybe just like suit, no tie.
Okay, a little more casual.
Like business casual I think is better. I'm not a fan business athletic or
athletic business. Business athletic, I like that.
Yeah, I'm no fashion. You know, I was a high school coach wearing a polo and khakis 10, 11 years ago. So, you know, I don't have many suits to begin with, but I do feel like, we probably got to get back to the shirt no tie.
Fair enough. Okay, Coach, you guys are going to have success Saturday. You guys are going to make it out of this four-team tournament and extend your stay in Indianapolis. Is the biggest key for your team knocking down the outside shot? We know you're going to get after it on D. We know you guys do a phenomenal job on the glass. Do you think in order to win a couple of games in this tournament, it's about you guys shooting it consistently?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a part of it. I mean, it's going to come down to guard play. It's going to come down to, you know, the backcourt of R.J. Cole and James Bucknight, and then getting contributions from, like, Tyrese Martin. And, you know, obviously Sonogo's a beast in the middle, and Whaley's been really good. But, you know, we lost our identity in that Creighton game. You know, we were minus 17 on the glass in that game. And, I mean, that should never happen to one of my teams. And, you know, regardless of the R.J. injury and James not being at his best, you know, we lost that semifinal game because we were minus 17 on the glass, and that's been our calling card and our identity the whole year. So, obviously, you know, we got to play to our identity, which is doing the hard things well.
Coach, final one. You're at a program that knows a thing or two about winning in the NCAA tournament, whether it's Kemba Walker, whether it's Rip Hamilton, Shabazz Napier. You know the deal, and I'm sure you knew the stakes, and you knew what the program was all about when you ended up agreeing to take the gig. You're going to try to, you know, give him one of those old school pep talks? Are you going to throw the film of, like, Rip Hamilton against Duke or Kemba Walker at the Big East tournament? It's okay if you don't spoil any trade secrets here, but, I mean, you got a whole lot of UConn lineage that you can try to, you know, fire your boys up about. I mean, it's a program that knows how to win this time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, it's you know, we're hoping that, you know, we've got some guys here that could provide some of those, like, UConn moments, you know, and Book Knight. There's a lot of pressure on him to provide that and the team. You know, when you coach or play in a place like this, you know, even in your first year of being back in the tournament, you know, the expectations are sky high. And I've got, you know, on staff, John, I got some former greats, you know, Kevin Freeman and Talik Brown on staff here that both played. You know, one played on the 99 team, the other played on the 2004 team. So I just asked them about 10 minutes ago how to win a national championship. I just haven't gotten the answer yet.
Hey, both, I know you'll be digging deep. That's the idea, Coach Hurley. You will be digging deep. And here's the good news. You guys are as far away from Syracuse as humanly possible, so I can root for you guys every step along the way. That's a beautiful thing, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know. We were actually looking at that potentially, you know, as a first round matchup. You know, that would have been, you know, really, really, you know, a whole lot of fun. Obviously, the fan bases really, really like each other.
Yeah, I think me and you were probably the only Syracuse and UConn people who talked to one another. Just saying.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was this bad. I didn't realize it until, until I really got on the job, man. It's pretty vicious.
Coach, I love you. Appreciate a couple of minutes, man. Go bring it home, man. Go bring it home. Hopefully we're doing this again next week. That means you got an extended stay in Indianapolis, all right?
Yeah. Hopefully we're talking Sweet 16 next week.
I like that. That's Dan Hurley, the head coach of the UConn Huskies. Take care, Coach.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.